Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is springtime, 2022. We're well into spring, as a matter of fact. You know that we're... Jennifer always loves this when I do. We're about halfway through spring 2022. How's the weather where you are? We have sun shining brightly on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is smiling and sunshiny. Victoria Keelan is as well with Jay Kirshner. It's all sunshine, lollipops, and roses. I watched the story called 20 Feet from Stardom last night. I hadn't seen it. It's been around for a while on HBO.
That's
mostly
great.
The story of Darlene Love, but there are some other great background singers who are in it. What a bright, wonderful way to look at the world. She was, Darlene, and still is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the brightest voices to come out of music since the rock era began. And she's still at it and still doing it and still good at it and will be in the new... the movie, it looks like Danny Glover and Mel Gibson want to do another Lethal Weapon, and so she'll be right there. It'll be very interesting to see how they handle all the kids growing up and that sort of thing. But anyway, she made me feel good as I ended the day yesterday, and I hope your day ended well, and this day will begin well for you. The spring weather forecasting, looking at the jet stream, for those of you who are wondering why it's so doggone windy, it has been in the northern part of our country, in the northeast especially, very windy over the last, 4 or 5 weeks. And so apparently that is the influence of La Nina. And so we look at the northern Pacific, and La Nina apparently, Jennifer, is influencing mostly... influences, or at least it starts out in the Pacific, not far from you. It is weakening now. So this high pressure system that's in the Pacific apparently has defined the weather and the dynamics, and the wind is part of that. I don't know whether you felt it. We've been very windy here. It's been windy. It's almost time for Santa Ana winds, I think, isn't it, in California?
The Santa Anas can come and go, but typically that's more of a summer thing. It hasn't been totally windy. I saw in Vegas over the weekend, or maybe it was just even yesterday, that they were having these big windstorms that were kicking up all this dust and sand. It looked pretty miserable.
Vegas
there,
so
I know they've been getting it. Yeah,
we were just there last week, and every single day it was so windy.
Yeah.
Apparently the first day of the NFL draft, which was on a Thursday, it was so windy, like, pool chairs were taking flight, like, blowing around.
Hold on.
It was so bad.
Victoria, what? How windy was it? It was so windy. How windy was it? It's always the comeback question.
It was so windy that...
Okay. It was so windy that pool chairs were blowing around.
Aha. Oh,
but, yeah, it's been weird. It was weird out there, and... I'm at the Jersey Shore, and it is so windy, and the wind is coming right off the ocean. It's really cold. So
it has been cold, I'm hoping it dies down,
but it hasn't been for the last 4 days.
Well, the 10-day forecast now pretty much focuses on new weather patterns. It's going to warm up substantially in the northern part of the country. As a matter of fact, yesterday I noticed, Jennifer, I have on my screen, I have both the local weather here in Massachusetts and the weather in Los Angeles, because of the obvious connection, and the temperature at 10 o'clock in the morning was the same in both places, which I thought was kind of, that's interesting. It's there, you can't do anything about it, but it sort of shapes our day. I think it does, and I'm looking out at a beautiful, warm, sunshiny morning here. The first real feeling that springtime is with us, Frank. We had some warm days, but this, it looks like we've gotten out of all of the misery and miserable, and let's hope that sets the course for a lot of things that are changing in our world, a lot of things that help to decide our attitude toward the day. A lot of people feel the way there's no logic, I think, sometimes. When I think about how people come across, whether they're friendly or they're happy or they're not, is there logic to how you feel? Most people, you know, whether it's Jennifer, do you feel the way, do you know why you feel the way you do, or Victoria or Jay or any of our listeners? Sometimes if you don't understand astrology, it's there more than you can possibly imagine. But some people think that's gobbledygook. It doesn't work. I just am in a bad mood today, or I'm in a good mood today. Well, there's a reason for it. It is nature. It's kind of whatever is working with you. It's a wonderful tool to possess. The path of least resistance is to be happy. I think that we find that. And that's why so many times we talk about the outcome of the issues of the day. What can we do to turn it around intellectually, inspirationally? So that's sort of
And for today, Mercury goes into retrograde, so communications and travel stuff is all affected. So if you're flying, give yourself some extra time to get to the airport. Just communications breakdown. That stuff just happens to. I think so many more people are now talking about Mercury in retrograde because they mm-hmm. have sort of evidence. My computer just went on the fritz for no reason.
The technology,
like electronics
and travel are affected. Yesterday
was so, it was awful with technology. Phones, computers, everything was taking so long to load. I can't tell you how many times I rebooted both.
Did you? Yeah. All right, well, see if we can figure out what's going on. Well, we still even... now have the same focus on what's going on in Ukraine. Although the good news is that the president has signed something that hasn't really been in effect since World War II. It's called the Lend-Lease Program. We did this with England. I remember studying this and how it worked in some of the other European countries, but mostly it was England. So now we have a bill which basically will help Ukraine in all kinds of ways, supplying weapons now, but when this is all over and the Russians have lost and Putin is dead, they have to rebuild Ukraine. And so this went through the Senate unanimously, which is very interesting. And
rare,
there were
right?
only 10 people that voted against. Talk about bipartisanship. There are only 10 people in the House that voted against it. So now they can just go into the weapon business. The Boeing company is moving from Chicago to Arlington, Virginia, just outside their headquarters. This is a huge corporation, and I think I said something about it yesterday in terms of it shows you what the emphasis is at that company. It's not building airplanes, although they are building hundreds and hundreds of airplanes every year for commercial use, but they're building so much. This is the military-industrial complex's big time. You know, there's always something going on, and you can't, my cynical self, thinks from time to time that a lot of the stuff is cooked up by those companies because it's good for business. A little tricky here and there, but it is good for business. So Biden said, I'm signing the bill that provides another important tool in our efforts to support the government of Ukraine, Ukrainian people, and their fight to defend their country. And so, if you don't remember Lend-Lease, 1941, actually, was when it was proposed by FDR. And it was a way the British had been battling Germany already for 2 years in 1941, and their resources were depleted, and England, especially London, the mid-central part of the country was in where their Birmingham and Manchester, where all their industry was, bombed to smithereens. So the British were in tough shape, looked like and their leadership at the time was terrible. The guy who was running England, the Prime Minister at the time, thought they ought to try to appease the Germans and get along with them, which, of course, was the most, it was the stupidest, dumbest thing that, you wonder, even back then, his name was Chamberlain, Neville Chamberlain, how in the world would you face or confront that, given what had been going on in Europe, and think, well, maybe we can get along. And then I can hear people say, right now, how many times do you hear me say, why can't we all just get along? Well, that's a different sort of thing. When somebody comes after you with a knife, it's hard to imagine you get along with them. And so in this case, there was no choice. So, and maybe we don't have a choice. Do you think we have a choice? I suppose there are people that would say, well, yeah, we don't belong there. But looking at the vote, 417 to 10 in the House, and everybody in the Senate voted for it. I don't know how, is that the attitude? Do you think that's the way the country, all the country, these people are supposed to be representing us. It's That's why we call it a representative form of government, the House of Representatives. Do you think that represents the feeling of most people in our country? Yes or no? People around you that
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
Jennifer, Victoria?
Yeah. Unfortunately, just the longer this goes, the worse our economic problems are going to get. You know, there's not, it's not easy to continue to spend money. I mean, we've threw so much money in this economy. Now we're going to be throwing so much money in the Ukrainian economy. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, everybody wants to help, but at what cost is this going to, how long is this going to take a toll on our economy?
Well, I think that's not part of what was discussed. This is just an, this is an emotional response to
right.
the problem in Ukraine. This is not a
no, I understand.
An economic, I mean, it is an economic, but it isn't. We're thinking with our heart now and not our head. Not bad. I do that most of the time in my life, and it hasn't made me any wealthier.
And we'll spend more. You know, this won't be the last, because at the end of all of this, then who's the country that comes in to help rebuild?
Right.
And when, you know,
we did it with Japan. We did it in Iraq. We do it everywhere. We blow the place to smithereens, and we go back and build it up. It almost seems like a vicious cycle. What do you think we'd learn? Go back to the days of Eisenhower when he warned us of all kinds of stuff, and he was the heart and soul of our efforts in World War II to get rid of the damn Germans. So the Nazis, and anyway. So that's a bit of news from that front. The U.S. is going to lift tariffs on Ukrainian steel for the next year. This will help them in the war as well. So this is important for a number of different reasons. The steel, for whatever is in the ground, this is one of the reasons the Russians want Ukraine. They won't tell you that, but this is why, you know, the industry in Ukraine is really strong, because the steel industry is strong, and the reason the steel industry is strong is because they have elements in the ore that they extract from their, the areas in the country where they mine, that is not, you're not found anywhere else in the world. So it makes, the ore is what makes the substance of the steel, and the steel is better there that comes out of it stronger than any place else. So, and 1 in 13 people in the country work for the steel mills.
That's surprising. I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah, and there was a 25% tariff on the steel, and so that's going to be lifted, which is a good idea. 18 after the hour, this is the DJV Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour on the Ever-Loving DJV program. Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria with our trending segment here, social media in the focus, and the weird story of this inmate who escaped in Alabama and the relationship with a prison guard. I was just looking at this, so let's get Jay to explain what's going on. If you haven't heard much about it, you'll want to hear the story right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so this is one of those weird things with the prison guard and the prisoner and how they managed to get a little party time or whatever it is. So what is the story, Jay?
Yeah, this is astounding, and it's definitely going to end up like a Lifetime movie at some point. But in case you've missed it, Casey White was being held in a Lauderdale County, Alabama detention center under allegations for murder. Well, Vicky White was a prison guard and pretty much helped him escape. They were on a few weeks long kind of run.
They were on the run for a little while.
And police kept trying to find them. Well, eventually, police got tipped off by the where the couple were at a local hotel in Indiana. Police show up. they end up, you know, going on the run again. They're pursuing them. They end up in a cornfield where all of this kind of came to an end with Casey White being arrested. He was taken back into custody. Well, Vicky White, they're not related. They just share a same last name. Vicky White.
Isn't that cute?
It's like a match made in heaven. She actually shot herself. And so she was taken to the hospital for her injuries, which she did succumb to.
Oh, she did die.
She died.
I didn't know she died.
So what was the
appeal?
And
he's dead too, right?
No, he's in custody.
Oh, okay.
So this is Indiana? What jail did they escape from?
Lauderdale, Alabama. Yeah, Lauderdale County, Alabama.
So they made it to Indiana from Alabama.
Yeah, I just always wonder,
yeah, like, how do these people think that they get away with it? I mean, like, who really escapes from prison? It didn't even work for El Chapo, and he was awesome at it. I mean, you always get caught.
and apparently they'd had a years-long relationship, and the Lauderdale County Sheriff, his name's Rick Singleton, he actually said that he would have trusted Vicky with his life. Like, she was a stand-up employee.
So she's getting it on with, how do they do that? They do it in the prison cell? How do the other people?
Remember that last weirdo that helped, it was a few years ago, like in upstate New York, that helped those prisoners?
Yes. That was a good movie.
She was
Patricia Arquette.
She was in love with the guy who.
Two of them.
Bunga, bunga. Okay. All right. Well, it didn't end well for either of them. That's obvious. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia has revealed the Niro Plus as a sustainable mobility solution provider. Kia is exploring diverse ways to help people and businesses move beyond traditional automotive. The Kia Niro Plus will be deployed as a general model and zero emission taxi in Korea, with the company modifying the first generation Niro EV to make it sustainable for demands of modern day taxis. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation today on the rising costs of goods across the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the speech will be about more than going over the president's plan to combat inflation.
What you will also hear him talk about is the contrast, and the contrast that his plan and the plans he's been implementing for months now draws with those on the other side of the aisle who have not put forward any plan.
Republicans are blaming the spending packages Democrats passed last year for the inflation. An escaped inmate could be back behind bars in Alabama tomorrow. He was caught yesterday in Indiana with the corrections officer accused of helping him walk out of the jail 11 days ago. But Vicky White is dead. Authorities say she committed suicide after a high-speed chase. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A Los Angeles mother is now confessing to killing her three young children with the alleged help of her teenage son. The Los Angeles Police Department saying Angela Dawn Flores is now booked on suspicion of three counts of murder. The unidentified 16-year-old is booked on one count of murder. He's being held in juvenile hall. The bodies of the three kids between the ages of 8 and 12 were found Sunday. The FDA is weighing the possible benefits of an annual COVID shot. Dr. Brian Elslip with the University of Texas Health System saying it's likely that physicians would only target certain groups. He says a COVID vaccine could be developed quicker than the one for the flu. That means it could be more easily matched to the strain that's circulating each year. However, he warns a lot of this depends on how the virus progresses and if the waves come like we see with the flu. The NFL is announcing a doubleheader for Week 2 of Monday Night Football for the upcoming season. The difference from previous seasons will be the games will overlap instead of airing at separate times. The first game will feature the Tennessee Titans traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. The second contest starts at 8:30 Eastern Time with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Minnesota Vikings. The entire NFL schedule will be released this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process. For farmers, things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Renewal. That's what happens every day here. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner with a belief in abundance rather than lack. That's kind of another attitudinal thing as we begin this Tuesday, May, what is today, the 10th, right? Oh, wait a minute, that means we're one-third of the way through the month of, I didn't get that, it was talking about springtime, we're halfway through spring, but it's one-third of the way through the month of May already, woo-hoo!
One step closer to winter again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much, that's good to know. All right, so a couple of COVID things, I suppose. Are we done with this yet? I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and it just is what it is. I went to the pharmacy to get a prescription for my eye. I was talking to the pharmacist about, because he told me a couple of months ago not to get the booster shot, the second booster shot, and he still feels that way because they're working on the chemistry, if you will, of whatever flu shots may be available come next fall. I don't even want to, here we are, springtime, we're talking about fall, and what and Jay just said, yeah. How many days? There's like 238 days till Christmas. Woohoo! Yeah. So
don't
what's bouncing back we have had when you begin the day and you think about, okay, what are the things that I have to deal with today, either personally or in general? Ukraine is one of them. The economy is another one of them. COVID, there's the business about whether Roe v. Wade gets kicked. That may or may not have an impact on the economy, but certainly all the other things do have an impact. But yet you look around and you can see that there are still a lot of, we went through the numbers yesterday, and I was going further into the industries that are coming back, the job recovery list, because there are some of the sectors of the economy that have bounced back pretty much to where they were before the pandemic. The radio business, television business, not quite there, but there are others. The car business can't get there because they can't get cars. But there are a lot of jobs, and there's still a lot of jobs that are open. So you wonder, okay, where do I go? If I'm trying to figure out where to go, what kind of a place should I look for a job? Like professional services, transportation, warehousing, they've all pretty much recovered. But there's still, like, Amazon, they're all hiring. A lot of people are getting jobs there. You see the ads all over the place. Employment in the leisure and hospitality sector is down still quite a bit from where it was before COVID problems began in the late winter, early spring of 2020.
Part of the reason for that, for the yeah. hospitality, like restaurants and hotels, mm-hmm. people aren't accounting for how many restaurants closed and never reopened.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So they're really, I'd love to see a report, and I haven't found one yet, but I'd love to see a report that really kind of takes into account sort of the real world aspects of, you know, how many restaurants had to close, how many salons had to close, like all of that gets put under that same category. So there are fewer openings because there are just fewer businesses running still. But,
you can't find help, Victoria.
I know.
Help wanted
I guess it
everywhere.
Depends where you are. Yeah, I mean, we're like in a real touristy area, so the help wanted signs are all down again. So they've staffed up, I guess, for the summer. But I guess if you're not in a touristy area, maybe it is harder to get, you know, restaurant workers.
Mm-hmm. How much of a mental health problem has this caused? People not having a job or worried about their job or what are they going to do next? And is it an age thing? Because I find people who are your age or younger seem less likely to be concerned about having a job for whatever the reason, any number of reasons. So I don't have a job here, or I get a job somewhere else. They aren't
depends
like
on what
my generation worried about. I was talking to a fellow that I'm doing business with right now, work for one. He's not quite my age, but he's been at this company, which was run by a friend of mine, for 40-some-odd years. And he took a temporary job as an accountant with the company, and then he worked his way up to the chief financial officer of this company, and he was going to retire, but the founder of it died, so he stayed, and he likes it. He's enjoying it. And he thought, well, what would it be like if I retired? And he hasn't had it. He just likes, you know, I think that's it. There's this mania sometimes, and younger people want to push older people out because that gives them a chance at another job. Most of the people who are still working at my age work for themselves. They don't work for a company because most of the time the companies push people out, which seems kind of dumb. An arbitrary age thing, I often think of pilots who used to have to retire at 60. Now at 65, but they're trying to push it to 70. If you're in good shape, I mean, I've seen some pilots that are in their 50s that look awful. They're in terrible shape. I'm surprised they still have a pilot's license or a job, except the problems in that industry, especially now, are the same as we were just discussing. The fact that there aren't enough pilots to go around as all the airlines try to restaff. I had conversations with somebody yesterday who once again had a JetBlue experience from hell.
JetBlue just slashed like a whole bunch of summer flights too.
Yeah.
They are really just.
And they're not that cheap. Remember, they used to be kind of like the discount flight. I was looking at them a lot for my trip to Florida because they have a lot of direct flights from L.A. there. They got rid of some of those. But they're not cheap. They didn't save any money. In fact, I ended up flying American because that was actually less expensive than it was to fly JetBlue. So
yeah.
I don't know what they're doing over there.
Well, it's a frustration, and I think you can say that the COVID is probably the relative the relevant cause of all of this sort of thing. But
also,
there are other
I think they had a
factors.
Marketing issue, though. I mean, think about
JetBlue
to me was always should have been marketed as the young person hip. Airline more
it was
room.
For a while
yeah mm-hmm. and but remember they also tried to present themselves as a discount airline, but really if you got on the planes there was no discount about the service that they were offering. They were giving you nice clean Airbuses. You were I know, Doug, you don't have to like launch into it, but it seems nice to the rest of us. The purple cabins, like the whole thing looked really cool.
And but they kept everything very stylized, you know, with the blue, Terra blue potato chips and like everything was blue. And yeah, it was kind of, it always reminded me of sort of like the Target version of an airline. It was very clean and it had like their, it had good standards. And then I don't know what
management.
Happened.
The guy who found his guy, I think named Needleman, if I remember correctly, and he was sort of pushed out and he started another airline recently and I've forgotten the name of it, but. He knows how to run an airline, and so when he left, things started to change, because when the bean counters get in, America's never been the same since a guy named Crandall ran it in the 60s and 70s.
And look what United did to Continental when they took over them. Yeah. They ruined that.
The Met.
Oh, it was so good.
Right, yeah. So that's kind of it. The bean counters get in, the stockholders are happy for a while, and then the passengers aren't. And if you don't make your customers happy, doesn't make a bit of difference what's going on in the boardroom or what's going on with the stock, because the stock will reflect how business is, and business isn't good. So it's back to the finding of help. Part of it is finding good help, and the fact that so many people you talk to. Just, and again, it's an age thing. It's not my attitude at my age to whatever you and your age, ladies and people who are younger than you, are thinking about jobs. But there just seems that in my estimation, we've developed such a culture of support, and that's what people would call it who have a good, I think it's just dependency, frankly. It's so easy, you can stay at home. You get government help, and so, what's the big deal? I'll find another job some other time. And then there's that malaise and what it does, the mental health issues that go around having the insecurities that we're talking about, because that's what it leads to sooner or later. Speaking of insecurities, going through the Victory Day speech that Putin presented yesterday, what was left out was probably, for the translators, the most interesting thing. There were no claims, none, nada, of victory, and no calls for a wider conflict, that was the prediction that people were going to say, people were saying,
it was
going to
be official
gonna go,
declaration
let's go
of
get
them.
Yeah, new. Nothing.
I saw one of the Pentagon officials had said that the reason that his speech didn't go in that direction is because something like the propaganda, the Russian propaganda just couldn't even support any claims of, victory or the real reason that he was doing this. And a lot of people apparently behind the scenes kind of know what he's up to and know the truth and aren't speaking out because they're getting arrested. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and I think that he was probably smart to not. He knew the whole world was paying attention to this speech. I mean, honestly, I'd never even heard of this holiday in Russia before this year.
Oh, really? Victory Day? Oh, yeah.
It was never on my radar. And so I think a lot of people feel that way, that the whole world was watching this speech. And so maybe he didn't want to poke the bear, but he did not go as nuclear as, and no pun intended, but he didn't go, as nuclear as people thought he would.
Zelensky had his own speech that he delivered to his people, basically focused, as you would imagine, on Russia and how they are repeating the crimes of Hitler's regime. The interesting thing is that there was not a mention of that in Putin's speech. That is, let's go get those Nazis who are taking over Ukraine. That didn't happen either. And then there were a lot of Russian. The fact that this country, you really have to hand it to it. Is it like the Taliban and the way they chased the Russians out of Afghanistan? Maybe not. But they're, the Russians want to get into the Black Sea ports. They want to take the area where there's a lot of the steel mills are, and then they want to go down into the nice beachy areas. But that's not working for them. And so here we are in a situation that we're all talking about. It's affecting our economy. And it's, you know, you think, at what point do we say, uncle, the cost, I've been pricing diesel fuel for the farm. That's unbelievable. It's twice what it was last year. Twice. And so how do you pay? How do businesses support? I was watching an interview with somebody last night on the news who runs a store, and she was saying that all of the things that she gets in the store come from trucks. And most of the trucks are diesel-powered, and diesel fuel has gone to twice, so they're paying twice to get the stuff into the store that they were paying.
That's why everything's so expensive.
Crazy.
Have you tried
expensive.
To go buy groceries
yeah.
lately?
Crazy.
Wow, I stocked up over the weekend. It's nuts. And
yeah.
baby formula is missing now, and cat yeah. food. It's a really strange, like,
you
empty shelf.
Your baby's cat food?
No, but there's, like, weird oh. things missing. It's bizarre.
I understood that, Jennifer. It's okay. That was me being funny, supposedly.
Yeah.
How about my attempt at being funny? 48 after this, the DJV program.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour, join us now as we go into the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with Doug. First item of interest here is the White House and their debut of what, Victoria?
Well, the White House said on Monday that 20 Internet service providers have agreed to offer $30 high-speed Internet plans to low-income families, effectively giving free service to households that qualify for a federal subsidy. So this has been, this is also, I know, and I bring this up because you host the American Family Farmer Show, this is also something that has been the National Farmers Union has been lobbying for this. We know it is such a problem for family farmers in rural areas to get yep. internet service because companies haven't been forced to, so they just refuse to extend the service. It's really that simple. And so this plan is called the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, and it provides a $30 monthly discount on internet service from all of these providers for low-income households, for farmers, anyone who receives assistance through SNAP or Medicaid. They will all qualify. So the agreement also includes some heavy hitters like Verizon and Comcast and Charter amongst the, they actually worked with 1,000 providers across the country. And so the 20 ISP companies now in this deal will cover more than 80% of the U.S. population. And so this is the kind of large scale rollout that a lot of people have been looking for. And so this is a win for President Biden for sure, because this is something that a lot of people have been talking about for many years. So now the next part of this is the White House is going to launch a website called getinternet.gov. And they'll be reaching out to eligible households through federal agencies to encourage enrollment. They said as many as 48 million households will qualify for this program. That just shows you, and COVID certainly put a big spotlight on the inequities of internet access. But 48 million households qualify for this, and that just should show everybody how, you know, how uneven the scales are when it comes to accessing the internet. And the, you know, like I said, the ISP companies are the ones who are just jacking up the prices and making it impossible in some areas to even provide service. So 11.5 million people have already signed up for this. So if you do qualify, you can go to getinternet.gov and you can sign up.
All right, there's the deal. Elon Musk has got a prediction that's pretty good for Twitter. We'll find out what that is after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Hi, is this an overshot or not, Victoria, with Musk and Twitter?
Well, Elon Musk, of course, now owns Twitter, and he expects Twitter to earn almost $10 billion in revenue from subscriptions alone by 2028. That's a projection that doubles the $5 billion in total revenue that Twitter actually made last year. So he believes that so many people are going to be willing to pay for Twitter that it's going to double his projections. Now, last year, Twitter Blue launched. That's a service for $2.99 a month. It's a subscription service. Gives you access to undo your tweets. It has app customizations, ad-free articles. He expects huge growth in total Twitter users as well, going from 217 million currently. He believes that that it's going to be 600 million Twitter users by 2025. Now, this all comes from a pitch deck that he presented to investors as the new owner. There's another new project that's just called X, and he expects that to bring in 9 million subscribers in 2023. He also thinks that he's going to make up the rest of the projected revenue with ads. the problem is, yeah, I mean, he says that, you know, he can basically, you know, he's going to revamp all of Twitter, and that's fine. That's why he bought the company. I just think, in the long run, and maybe not even in the very long run, like in the short-term long run, I think we're going to see that he has way overshot this. And I don't think, and once you've lost Twitter followers, you know, and like I don't even use Twitter anymore, really. I'm still on it, but I'm not paying for it. And I think so many people feel that same way. So it's a challenge.
59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.